despite what some would have you believe, healthy. Life would be terribly unhealthy, not to mention boring, if we were exactly the same all the time. To feel congruent, though, we will have to be more conscious about who we are and what kind of life we want to live. We will have to be conscious in crafting and maintaining our identity. All this requires conscious choice and work. Maybe someone didn't light the candle of love for you when you were younger, so you've always had the identity of someone who isn't or could not be loved. Now, as an adult, you can consciously choose to light that candle for yourself. Perhaps you were never given the attention or respect you desired. Now is the time to give it to yourself. Maybe no one ever instilled in you the confidence that made you feel you could shape or shake the world with your power. Give that confidence to yourself. This is the path to constructing your own identity. From my interviews, it's clear that the last paragraph is how high performers have approached their life. They didn't wait for others to define who they ought to be. At some point, often a major moment in their lives, they took control, defined who they wanted to be, and started living in accordance with that self-image. They shaped their identity by conscious will and have aligned their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors to support that identity. The more days they live in congruence with who they have chosen to become, the more they feel a sense of general confidence in life. I heard it over and over again in interviews. I decided to break free from my parents or my job or my old relationships and do what I really wanted to do. I finally chose to seek work that was more me. I started living with greater intention. It's also clear that high performers no longer feel as if they were faking it to make it. Though 6 of the 30 people I interviewed mentioned that phrase as something they did earlier in their lives or careers, none agreed that they were still faking it. Instead, high performers seem to wake up each day and have a clear intention of who they really want to be, and then they go out into the world and give that intention real focus and energy. A sense of authenticity, pride, self-trust, and confidence comes from those congruent actions. When I spoke with Aurora in the green room, I made sure to remind her she was a champion so that her thoughts and actions would realign toward that truth. Sometimes a simple challenge to how powerful we really are can give just the boost of confidence we need. If you can understand the power of congruence, then you can understand why the habit of seeking clarity is so important to confidence. You can't be congruent with something you've never defined. No clarity, no congruence, no confidence. It's that simple. That's why I encourage you to revisit the chapter on clarity and remember to fill out the clarity chart each week. Remember, you can download the clarity chart at highperformancehabits.com/tools. Enter each week with intention for who you want to be, then align your actions with that self-image and you'll gain greater confidence. Finally, I'll share something that a majority of high performers shared with me. Confidence comes from being truthful with yourself and others. You have to avoid the little lies that can easily tear at the fabric of your character. If you lie about the small things, you will cause a catastrophe when faced with the big things. Your heart and soul want to know you've lived an honest life. If you break that trust, you risk feeling incongruent and ruining your performance. Stand in your truth and tell the truth, and you'll feel congruent. Performance prompts on page 336 of High Performance Habits. Number 1, the person I really want to be in life could be described as... Number 2, 3 things I could do each week to live more congruently with that vision for myself include... Number 3, 3 things I should definitely stop doing in my life so I can live in greater congruence with my ideal image of myself are... Practice number 3, enjoy connecting. You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. Dale Carnegie. As you know, high performers love to develop influence with others. They enjoy connecting with people and learning how they think, what challenges they face, and what they are trying to stand for in this world. They also like sharing those things with others. As a reminder, this doesn't mean all high performers are extroverts. An introvert is just as likely as an extrovert to be a high performer. A recent study of over 900 CEOs found that just over half of the highest performing were introverts. With near 50-50 odds, it's not personality that's giving an edge. Since high performance does not correlate strongly with personality, what exactly makes high performers so interested in other people? Why are they so curious about others? What gives them the confidence to talk with others, ask questions, engage? Simply put, high performers have learned the tremendous value in relating with others. They've discovered that it is by connecting with others that they learn more about themselves and the world. It's their connection with others that inspires greater congruence and competence. You know this too. The more you work with people, the more you learn about yourself. And the more you work with others, the more you learn new ways of thinking, new skills, new ways of serving. That hit of learning is what high performers told me gives them so much drive to engage. This is an important distinction, especially if you don't consider yourself a people person. It doesn't matter whether you are natural with others. What matters is this. Do you want to learn from others? Will you take the time to do it? Will you genuinely try to engage someone and learn about how they think, what they need, and what they stand for? If you can summon that curiosity and talk to enough people with that intention, you will gain confidence. At least, that's what high performers have shared with us. High performers' confidence, then, comes from a mindset that says, I know I'll do well with others because I'll be genuinely interested in them, because I want to learn. In my interviews, no one said the opposite. I know I'll do well with others because I'll make them genuinely interested in me, because I want to teach them who I am. They are not thinking about their elevator pitch or what they have to tell everyone as much as about what they might learn or how they can serve. Confidence comes less from projection than from connection. Performance prompts on page 338 of High Performance Habits. Number one, the main reason I want to become better with people is... Number two, I know I'll become more confident with people when I... Number three, to gain more confidence with people, from now on, when I talk with them, I'll think to myself... A formula and farewell for now. As soon as you trust yourself, you will know how to live. Johann von Goethe. As you reflect on these three confidence builders, competence, congruence, and connection, perhaps you've noticed an underlying theme. What drove the development for high performers in each of these areas was curiosity. It was curiosity that developed their knowledge, skills, and abilities. Curiosity drove their self-examination. You have to ask a lot of questions of yourself to see whether you're living a congruent life. Curiosity made them want to seek out others. Perhaps then, there is a formula at play. Curiosity multiplied by the sum of competence, congruence, and connection equals confidence. The promise of this equation is that you don't have to pretend to be superhuman. You just have to care enough to learn new things, to live in alignment with who you want to become, to take interest in others. You'll feel better about yourself, and research shows that curiosity itself can improve your well-being. Curiosity is the electric arc for a life bright with joy and vibrancy. To get there, you just have to start conditioning the internal dialogue that says, I know what to do and how to add value here, or at least I believe in my ability to figure things out, and I'm willing to go for it. I know I'm living in alignment with the person I want to become. I know I'll do well with others because I'm genuinely interested in learning about them and serving them. If these become your recurring thoughts and reality for life, the odds are you'll be confidently on your way to higher performance. I don't pretend that becoming more confident or reaching high performance will be easy. Throughout this book, I've shared that the journey to becoming more extraordinary in life will always be fraught with struggle. But as I've also shared, ease is not the objective in personal development. Growth is. So anticipate and honor the fact that it's going to be difficult to implement the habits and practices in this book. While the journey will challenge you, at least you now have a map. You know the six habits required for high performance, and you know the practices to develop each. With the lessons in this chapter, you also know how to become even more confident on that path to higher performance. Get curious about your performance again and seek to improve it through practicing the HP6. Number one, seek clarity on who you want to be, how you want to interact with others, and what will bring meaning into your life. Number two, generate energy so you can sustain focus, effort, and well-being. To stay on your A-game, you'll need to care actively for your mental stamina, physical energy, and positive emotions. Number three, raise the necessity of your level of performance. This means actively tapping into the reasons you must perform well, based on a mix of your internal standards, for example, your identity, beliefs, values, or expectations for excellence, and external demands, for example, social obligations, competition, public commitments. Number four, increase productivity in your primary field of interest. Specifically, you'll need to focus on prolific quality output in the area in which you want to be known and to drive impact. You'll also have to minimize distractions or opportunities that steal your attention from creating PQO. Five, develop influence with those around you so you can get them to believe in and support your efforts and ambitions. Without a positive support network, major achievements over the long haul are all but impossible. Six, demonstrate courage by expressing your ideas, taking bold action, and standing up for yourself and others, even in the face of fear, uncertainty, or changing conditions. Seek clarity, generate energy, raise necessity, increase productivity, develop influence, demonstrate courage. These are the six habits that you need to adopt to reach high performance and stay there. These are the habits that will make you more confident in life and even more extraordinary. So what now? Keep the checklist of the six habits by you at all times. You can find the summary guide at the end of this book in audio, and you can also get a separate daily planner at highperformancehabits.com/tools. From now on, before every meeting you go into, before every phone call, before you start any new project or pursue any new goal, revisit the six habits. Then, every 60 days, retake the high performance indicator to track your progress and identify the habits you need to continue focusing on. If you've already taken the HPI, you'll get a reminder to take it again in 60 days. If you haven't, or if you missed the reminder, just take the basic assessment anytime for free at highperformanceindicator.com. If you'd like to continue your research and learning in this area, consider attending one of my events or joining our High Performance Masters program. When you're ready, just visit highperformanceinstitute.com. 20-odd years ago, I stood bloodied and in shock atop the crumpled hood of a car after my accident. I learned that at the end of our lives, we will all ask questions to evaluate whether we were happy with our journey. I learned that my questions were to be, did I live? Did I love? Did I matter? I didn't particularly like my answers to those questions, so I sought to change my life and look for the best ways to go about it. I felt that striving to become my best self was a way to earn the great blessing of the second chance I was given. That striving led to a life of learning and ultimately to the discovery of these high-performance habits. I hope that as we finish this audiobook, you decide to live with similar intention and reverence for your life. I hope you wake each day and decide to practice the habits that will make you proud of your life. I hope that as you endeavor to live an extraordinary life, you bring the joy and honor the struggle as you seek to serve others. I hope that as you look back one day, having reached a level of performance you could never have dreamed of, you can say that you wanted it, you worked for it, you willed it to happen, that you never gave up and you never will. You became extraordinary because you chose to. That reality, I believe, is something available to each of us. Now, go earn it. Summary guide. Whatever you are, be a good one. Abraham Lincoln. Personal habits. Habit 1. Seek clarity. Practice 1. Envision the future 4. Have vision and consistently set clear intentions for who you want to be each day, how you want to interact with others, what skills you must develop to win in the future, and how you can make a difference and serve with excellence. Never enter a situation without thinking through these 4 categories. self, social, skills, service. Practice 2. Determine the feeling you're after. Ask yourself frequently, what is the primary feeling I want to bring to the situation, and what's the primary feeling I want to get from the situation? Don't wait for emotions to land on you. Choose and cultivate the feelings that you wish to consistently experience and share in life. Practice 3. Define what's meaningful. Not everything that is achievable is important, and so achievement is not the issue. Alignment is. Look to upcoming months and projects and determine what might bring you enthusiasm, connection, and satisfaction. Then spend more time there. Always be asking, how can I make this effort personally meaningful to me? Habit 2. Generate energy. Practice 1. Release tension, set intention. Use transitions between activities to renew your energy. Do this by closing your eyes, practicing deep breathing, and releasing tension in your body and thoughts in your mind. Try to do this at least once every hour. Once you feel tension lift, set a clear intention for your next activity, open your eyes, and get to work with vibrant focus. Practice 2. Bring the joy. Be responsible for the energy you bring to your day and each situation in life. Focus especially on bringing joy to your activities. Anticipate positive outcomes from your actions. Ask yourself questions that generate positive emotions. Set triggers to remind you to be positive and grateful. And appreciate the small things and the people around you. Practice 3. Optimize health. If the demands of your life require you to learn quickly, deal with stress, be alert, pay attention, remember important things, and keep a positive mood, then you must take sleep, exercise, and nutrition more seriously. Work with your doctor and other professionals to optimize your health. You already know things you should be doing. Do them. Habit 3. Raise necessity. Practice 1. Know who needs your A game. You cannot become extraordinary without a sense that it's absolutely necessary to excel for yourself and for others. From now on, whenever you sit down at your desk, ask, who needs me on my A game the most right now? What about my identity and external obligations makes it imperative for me to deliver today? Practice 2. Affirm the why. When you verbalize something, it becomes more real and important to you. Speak your why to yourself out loud often and share it with others. This will motivate you to live in congruence with your commitments. So the next time you want to increase your performance necessity, declare to yourself and others what you want and why you want it. Practice 3. Level up your squad. Emotions and excellence are contagious. So spend more time with the most positive and successful people in your peer group. Then continue building your ideal network of supportive and empowering people. Ask, how can I work with the best people as I embark on this next project? How can I inspire others to raise their standards? On page 346, the social habits begin. Habit 4, increase productivity. Practice 1, increase the outputs that matter. Determine the outputs that matter the most in determining your success, differentiation, and contribution to your field or industry. Focus there. Say no to almost everything else, and be prolific in creating those outputs with high standards of quality. Remember, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Practice 2. Chart your 5 moves. Ask, if there were only 5 major moves to make that goal happen, what would they be? Think of each major move as a big bucket of activities, a project. Break the projects down into deliverables, deadlines, and activities. Once you're clear on these things, put them into your calendar and schedule the bulk of your time working on them. Practice 3. Get insanely good at key skills. Progressive mastery. Determine the 5 major skills you need to develop over the next 3 years to grow into the person you hope to become. Then set out to develop those skills with obsessive focus through the 10 steps of progressive mastery. The most important thing is to always be developing the critical skills to your future success. Habit 5, develop influence. Practice one, teach people how to think. In every situation of influence, prepare by asking yourself, how do you want other people to think about A, themselves, B, other people, and C, the world at large? Then go communicate that consistently. Shape people's thinking by saying things like, think of it this way. What do you think about? What would happen if we tried? Practice two, challenge people to grow. Observe people's character, connections, and contributions, and actively challenge them to develop those things even further. Ask people if they gave their all, if they could be treating those around them better, and if they could give even more or serve with even greater excellence and distinction. Practice three, role model the way. 71% of high performers say they think about being a role model daily. They want to be a good role model for their family, the team, and the greater community. So ask, how can I handle this situation in a way that will inspire others to believe in themselves, be their best, and serve others with integrity, heart, and excellence? Habit six, demonstrate courage. Practice one, honor the struggle. When you have the opportunity to learn and serve, you don't complain about the effort involved. View struggle as a necessary, important, and positive part of your journey so that you can find true peace and personal power. Don't bemoan the inevitable hardships of self-improvement and chasing your dreams. Have reverence for challenge. Practice two, share your truth and ambitions. The main motivation of humankind is to be free, to express our true selves and pursue our dreams without restriction, to experience what may be called personal freedom. Follow this impulse by consistently sharing your true thoughts, feelings, needs, and dreams with other people. Do not play small to placate others. Live your truth. Practice three, find someone to fight for. We need a noble cause to rise for. High performers tend to make that cause just one person. They want to fight for that person so they can be safe, improve, or live a better quality of life. You will do more for others than for yourself. And in doing something for others, you will find your reason for courage and your cause for focus and excellence. These six habits and the three practices that strengthen each are your path to an extraordinary life. There are other basic strategies in the book, but these six meta-habits are the ones that most move the needle toward progress. For even more resources, including checklists, posters, assessments, day planners, journals, and corporate training tools, visit highperformancehabits.com/tools. Get more professional resources and continuing education opportunities at highperformanceinstitute.com, where you'll be able to see information about these four things. First is the planner. Need help managing your daily workflow and priorities, setting goals, and evaluating yourself each week so you can succeed over the long term? Get the High Performance Planner by me, Brendan Richard. It's available in multiple sizes at highperformanceinstitute.com. Or join our membership. I go live online every month just for High Performance Monthly members. For only $49 per month, you get a new training from me, as well as seminar tickets, book recommendations, new tools, and so much more. Join our master's program. Get rewarded for your personal and professional development. Complete HPI's 5-week online master's program and then attend the 4-day live training event. Graduates receive a certificate of achievement from the High Performance Institute and an exclusive online community. Certification. Want to become a certified high performance coach? CHPC is the world's most elite training and certification program for life coaches, executive coaches, and human resource professionals. Application only at highperformanceinstitute.com. Acknowledgements. This is the sixth time in my life that I've sat down to write the acknowledgements section after having just completed the last page of the manuscript. I feel blessed knowing that so many of the people who inspired and supported the last 5 books are still in my life. Long-term relationships are more important to, or perhaps the very meaning of, long-term success. If you're familiar with my work, you know that I feel grateful to God first and always for the second chance I was given after my car accident. Every day, I hope to earn that blessing. what I call life's golden ticket, by seeking to live more fully, love more openly, and make a greater difference. My work would not have been possible without the love and strength of my parents, siblings, mentors, and wife. Mom, thank you for showing all of us how to honor the struggle and bring the joy to every moment of our lives. Dad, we miss you. I've never gone a day or written a page without thinking of you since you passed. David, Brian, and Helen, thank you for inspiring me to be a better man and brother. I love you more than you know. Linda Ballou, you were an extension of my family and my first real mentor. Thank you for teaching me to create, write, film, and lead with excellence. Denise, my sunshine, thank you for believing in me through it all and for showing me what it looks like to be a thoughtful, kind, loving, and extraordinary human. You are the most remarkable person I've ever met and the greatest gift of my life. To Marty and Sandy, thanks for the example and for cheering us on. While I frequently disappeared over the course of 2.5 years writing this book, my remarkable team at the Burchard Group cheered me on, protected my time, and kept the momentum serving our students and mission. To my team, thank you for your commitment, excellence, and creativity in amplifying my work well beyond these pages. Few will ever know the blessings and sweeping difficulties of serving millions of students and tens of millions of fans in this genre. But you know, and you make it happen every day. I'm so thankful and in awe of what we've built. Denise McIntyre somehow manages to keep us all on track. Thank you, DMAC, for your extraordinary belief, trust, leadership, and friendship. You've been there through it all, and I can never say thank you enough. Mel Abraham has guided many of my big business decisions, introduced me on stage, kept away the bad guys, and become one of my dearest friends. Everyone should be so lucky to have such generous comrades as DMAC and Mel. This is the broader team whom I'm privileged to serve with every day. Jeremy Abraham, Adam Coleman, Karen Gelsman, Michael Hunter, Alex Haug, Hannah Haug, Michelle Huliev, Maggie Kirkland, Jessica Lippman, Helen Lynch, Jason Miller, Terry Powers, Travis Shields, Michelle Smith, Danny Southwick, and Anthony Trucks. Thanks, too, to the original B crew, Jennifer Robbins, who supported my early career and set the bar of excellence that we continue to strive to meet. There are other extraordinary people who made this book happen. Bringing a book to life and market takes a lot of hands. Scott Hoffman, my agent, believed in me from day one. Through 6 books, I've never felt alone knowing you're out there, buddy. I'm honored to have you as a friend and comrade on this incredible journey. Reed Tracy took me in at Hay House after another publisher failed to see the promise of the Motivation Manifesto. Reed, I will never forget your generosity and the honor that you've given me to be part of the Hay House family. You're the most important leader in the history of personal development publishing, and I hope you know the impact you've had on me and the world. Perry Crow, my editor at Hay House, ushered this baby to completion with a patient hand and kind spirit. Thanks, Perry, for your excellence in editing and corralling. Constance Hale took a look at the first draft and provided great early edits and comments, and thankfully scared me enough to begin again. Thanks, Connie. If this book is in decent shape, it's because of Michael Carr, the best editor I have ever worked with. Michael has edited all my books, which has never been an easy task since I've written each in a new voice and generally failed to learn from previous mistakes. Thank you, Michael, for all the late nights on this one and for making me appear a better writer. To the many friends, psychologists, professional coaches, and mentors who shaped the thinking of this book and helped me with the surveys, research, and analysis, thank you. I must especially thank Danny Southwick for being as passionate as I am about this topic, for helping me lead some of our researchers, and for all the late nights of review. You're my brother from another, and you're a remarkable talent and gift in the positive psychology movement. Thanks also to Shannon Thompson, Alyssa Mrazek, and Mike Mrazek for providing additional analysis and literature reviews. Alyssa and Mike, thanks for the saves, reliability, and enthusiasm. My team over at growth.com also cheered me on, served our coaching clients with world-class professionalism, and taught me so much about organizational excellence. Thank you, Dean Graziosi and Ethan Willis, for leading growth and for building something so magical. I can't count how many great life lessons and business insights I've learned from you both. You're my new mentors. To our first leaders at Growth, I'm so proud of you and thankful, including Dean's entire team and Damon Willis, Brian Hatch, and Carrie Inouye. To our worldwide community of peers who are certified high-performance coaches, thank you for the dedication, heart, and leadership you bring to the personal and professional development coaching industry. You are truly the finest coaches in the world, and I'm honored to serve with you. I'm also deeply grateful for all my readers, online students, social media fans, and all their kind comments and support. Despite the recent and generous attention, I still feel like I'm just one small ripple in a long line of people who dedicated themselves to teaching personal development. I would have amounted to very little in life if I hadn't read so many books on psychology and self-improvement. Since I was 19, I've read at least one book every week. I've complemented that with at least one research article per day since I was 28, and I still feel like a novice. This commitment to reading was perhaps the best habit I have ever begun. Since people always ask for my recommendations, these are the masters in my field who shaped my early thinking and life. Dale Carnegie, Napoleon Hill, Earl Nightingale, Og Mandino, Norman Cousins, Jim Rohn, John Wooden, Wayne Dyer, Marianne Williamson, Stephen Covey, Louise Hay, Marshall Goldsmith, Brian Tracy, Zig Ziglar, Harvey McKay, Peter Drucker, Francis Hasselbein, James Redfield, Debbie Ford, Dan Millman, Tom Peters, Les Brown, Richard Carlson, Jack Canfield, Robin Sharma, Tony Robbins, Daniel Amen, and Paulo Coelho. And these are the brilliant minds and psychologists whose work inspired me to go even deeper and conduct this type of research. Abraham Maslow, Carl Rogers, Alfred Adler, Eric Fromm, Nathaniel Brandon, Albert Bandura, Richard Davidson, Roy Baumeister, Barbara Fredrickson, Edward Deci, Richard Ryan, Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, Martin Seligman, Daniel Goleman, John Gottman, Carol Dweck, Michael Merzenich, Angela Duckworth, and Anders Ericsson. I'm just a coach, so if you truly want to understand the human condition and appreciate academic excellence at its finest, see their work. If you heard about this book from any video-based online marketing, it's only because I learned something about that from Jeff Walker, Frank Kern, and another dozen or so great online trainers and marketers. To all who have helped me learn about sharing my message, and to all who have promoted my work and mission, I thank you. Who knew that online and social media marketing would become such a thing? To my friends and collaborators in the industry, thank you for your example, friendship, and leadership, especially Joe Polish, Tony Robbins, Robin Sharma, Peter Diamandis, Daniel Amen, Shalene Johnson, Nick Ortner, Marie Forleo, J.J. Virgin, Gabby Bernstein, Matt Boggs, Mary Morrissey, Janet Atwood, Chris Atwood, Jack Canfield, Brian Tracy, Harvey McKay, Lewis Howes, Chris Carr, Tony Horton, Larry King, Shauna King, Ariana Huffington, Stuart Johnson, and Oprah Winfrey. To my coaching clients worldwide, thank you for the opportunities and for teaching me so much. To my dear friends, Ryan, Jason, Steve, Jesse, Dave, Nick, Stefan, and all the wild ones and grizzlies from Montana, I love you and miss you. Thanks for believing in the scrawny loud kid when no one else did. Finally, to all my friends, colleagues, students, and fans who may have felt neglected at any time during this writing project, the longest of my career, I hope you find the final output justified the absence. You've been in my mind and heart every day and every page. And to Russ and the entire team over at Rex Post, thank you so much for helping produce this audiobook and giving me a beautiful place to record my voice. That's it for this audiobook version of High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. Please note that in the actual hardcover book of High Performance Habits, beginning on page 357, is an extensive endnotes and references section that comprises over 40 pages of cited notes and cited studies that back up many of the findings from this book. So if you're interested in going deeper into the research, make sure you pick up a copy of the book and look at the endnotes and references section so you can continue your journey of learning. For all other resources, visit highperformancehabits.com/tools, or anytime to deepen your learning, go to highperformanceinstitute.com. I'm Brendan Burchard, and I've enjoyed speaking with you.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.